Item 9 is claims. Any questions on that from council or discussion?
I just had one question, and it's really not very much for claims, but what were we paying to Buffalo Chip for sponsorship tickets? What were those?
As part of our VIP packages that we have available for a sale, it's kind of a one-stop shopping that's popular, especially with foreign visitors as well as just others throughout the U.S. And so they purchase directly from the city, and then they might get tickets at different concerts or at different hotels, that sort of thing. And so those were all tickets that were in turn given to someone else who paid the city. So in all these cases, the city was made whole. We were not just purchasing tickets for the Buffalo Chip.
Does that include the Iron Horse?
Iron Horse as well. And I think we actually previously already paid to Baymont Inn and Suites. That's where the majority of the people stayed. But I think some also stayed at, I forgot which campground, a couple different campgrounds. So it's kind of a variety of different packages, and this is just paying for those tickets.
And how about for the DRT Racing Supermoto AMA fee?
That's the license fee with the AMA for the Supermoto race or event that occurred 2 weekends ago. The city pays for the dirt as well as the sanctioning fee as well as a portion of the purse. A significant portion of that is paid for through either the downtown bid district or the hotel bid district as well as some sponsorship revenue. I think we get about $7,000-$8,000 in sponsorships for that, somewhere around that. But some of it is also paid for out of the Triple B funds.
That's and under water system operations, it had Spirit of Sturgis deposit for meter setup.
That whenever someone leases the fairgrounds from us, they pay a water deposit fee. And so once it's closed out, if everything's functioning fine, then we return that deposit fee. And that was Spirit of Sturgis. And I think actually that was for 2 years that we – yeah, it's for 2 years. We kept the money longer than we should have.
Any other questions from council?
We don't pay back interest, though.
No.
Also, I think that's part of being able to use the meter on a fire hydrant so that they can use the water to water the track.
A couple. Page 8, we got an Apple Watch and a Moto X helmet. I'm assuming those are some type of prizes or awards.
Yes, I think that was part of the wellness program for giveaways, Lisa. Does that seem right? No, an Apple Watch. What page was that on, Mike? Sorry.
A credit card expense.
Yeah. I see that. John? Police officers do have compared to other departments, there's contractually a uniform allowance that they're able to use for different amounts, and if you include that as well as the pedometer, it covered that expense. But that is only for a police department. It's for all the other department heads around the room.
They're making notes, doesn't it?
No for planning and permitting or public works. Or
what about mayor and council?
I came early to get with Faye on these, and then it didn't work out that way. Page 13, it appears that our dispatch expense is up. Does that change monthly, or is that a static chart?
Yes, it changes monthly. That depends on several different variables. It really depends on what the county's expense was that month for dispatch, as well as also what 911 funds were. The 911 funds received by the county go against that first, and then whatever's left is distributed out to the other agencies. That's not a fixed rate.
The only one I have left then is page 16. Music on Main Bike Race Trail PE. And I think I understand what that expense is for, but it's almost a $5,000 expense.
Yeah, that actually goes to the BLM, each day that we had a race that was going over BLM land, there was a payment that was required for each individual rider. And it was a complicated formula. It depended on what percentage of the race actually occurred on BLM land versus on other property and how many races there were each day. So all of that was taken into account, and that was included throughout the entire race series. So this is a one payment to the BLM for the entire Music on Main race series. We do have several individuals that are paying for that. Several have actually already paid, and others have not yet paid, but we're kind of sending them reminders to those individuals. I believe it is going to be mostly paid by the sponsors, but honestly, Mike, I can't tell you off the top of my head if it's 100% paid or 75% or what we're at.
This was just one that stuck out. Then I'm thinking we have a double charge on two entities. On
but
two
now you just said one more, though.
I'm sorry. I got about nine more, but they're small enough that I can get around them.
Is that for Cassell?
Yeah.
But we didn't pay it.
We tried, but they caught us.
Right.
And it shows for the sixth month, so it wasn't a double on the same month. So.
No.
Good catch, though, Mike.
I quit. The rest are small dollar items.
Any other discussion from council? About public questions. Is there a motion? First by Becca on the claims. By Steve. Second by Steve. We'll go ahead and roll call these. Jason, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
I'm yes. Mike?
Yes.
And Terry?
Yes.
Claims are approved unanimously.